Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Lea.
Is Daf, is Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Ches. So the Mari here is looking to explain the Machlekes of Meir and Shimon, where they argued whether the Hechsher and the Behema works for the Eder. And Rav Papa says that the Machlekes is in Hechsher Kaina Machshava. Place where you need machshava in order to be mekabel tuma. So can you have the hechsher come before machshava? Will that work? The topic itself is something that needs explanation. What's it sad that hechsher works before machshava? Hari machshava is what makes something into an oichel. Hechsher is the gemar of the Torah's oichel. We learned earlier in the perek, peirush shloi hechsheru ketaner shloi nigmar malachton dami. The hechsher is the makir patish in making it into an oichel. It's the gemar pri. So how could you have the Gemar Pri before it's Bechlal a Pri? Before it's Bechlal a something that's Roy LeKabal Tuma, before it's an Eichel. So we see here, this something we spoke about earlier in the Perek, that even though the Gemara says that it's Ketana Shalina Mar Malachta Domi, Gemara doesn't mean that the whole Indian is only in the Gemar Pri. A lot of the Yisoy Din of Hechsher is Din in Kabbalah Tuma Seichle. And therefore, there's a tzad to say that you could switch order around. You could first have the Hechsher before you have before you have the machshava, which makes it into an eichel bechlal. The other thing I want to mention at this point, in this halacha of Rav Papa about hechsher kaidem machshava. So if before you hear that you need machshava, and Avram Adodol is not metame without machshava. Why not? So Rashi says, because it's even usher for a goy. Even a goy can't eat an Avram Adodol. And therefore, the it's not oimid lachil bechlal, the Avram Adodol. So you need machshava to make it into an oichel. So it's muach in the Gemara here, like as Rashi spoken out, that the Avram Adodol is also to a guy. So the Netziv and of Kupchav Zayin Mavez in the previous Amud, he asked Shemar Gemara on the Rashba. The Rashba earlier on the Ayin Gimel Mavez, brought down in the Shach in Simin Nun Hey, Sivkot Yud Aleph. The Rashba holds that a Jew is allowed to give an Avram Adodol to a guy. Even though we are not allowed to eat Avram Adodol, because it's an Isser Drabbanon. It's Isser Drabbanon was said to Yisrael and not to Goyim. So Mela Goy is allowed to eat an Avram Adodol. So ask the Netziv, so why does Avram Adodol need Machshava Bechlal? In its current state, even without any Machshava, it's Oymei Lachilasakum. So the Netziv says that Argamar is a Makar to the Sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Avram Adodol is Asher Midaraisa. Even though it's not Avram in Hachai Midaraisa, but it's still Asher Midaraisa. So Mela, according to the Rambam, that it's Asher Midaraisa. So you could also say that it's Asher for a guy. Because it's Asher for Yisrael, so we no longer have the klal of Mi Kamidi Dil Yisrael Shariu La'akum Asher. Because for the Yisrael itself, it's Asher. So Mela, it's Asher for the guy. Midaraisa. But because it's Asher for the guy, therefore, it needs Machshava. But Lafi the Rashba that says Lahedia that you could give an Avram Adodol to a guy, so what do you do with our Gemara? So the Tzibah wants to say that Efshar of Papa holds that Shechita by Senipu, that even though normally you hold that Shechita is Matur Avram Adodol Midaraisa, that's what we hold. But Rav Papa holds that Shechita by Senipu, that the Shechita also makes the Avram to an Avram Menachai. So maybe we also make an Avram Menachai. Efshar, that's what the Tzibah wants to say, Shad and Rav Papa. One could say, actually, another Mahalach, Lulei Divrei Rashi, that the reason it needs Machshava here is not because of the Isser, but just because it's been Medodol, as we mentioned in yesterday's shir, the Maror Daf Tzadi Gimel says that neighbor Medodol is Masriach. It's so detached, it lost so much Shchias that it starts decomposing and turning rotten. So the reason that he's machshava here is not because of the iser, because pashut is not oimid la'achila, because it's not in a state that people would want to eat it. That's actually true terushim in the Rashba. The Netziv says because that Rav Papa holds that shchita is a nipul, or they were talking about a case that the aver became inedible. Just to point out that to be mashon the Indian that Rashi in here is mafurish that it's usher to get aver medodol to a guy. The Netziv wants to say the reason that it would be usher to give the Avram Adodol to a guy is Lashita Sarambam that holds that the Isra Avram Adodol to Yisrael is an Isra Midaraisa. So Mela by the guy also says Isra Midaraisa. Then Mahalach doesn't work in Rashi. Rashi and Daf Ayin Dalid says Lahedya, that Isra of Avram and Dodol is only an Isra Drabbanan. Mitzvah's Praish, Rashi learns, is an Isra Drabbanan. So if the Isra of Avram and Dodol is only a Drabbanan, so why is it usher to give it to a guy? The Rashba that says that it's mutter to give to a guy says the Rashba because the whole Isra is Midrabbanan. So Rashi also agrees to the Rashba that it's only usher Midrabbanan. And yet Rashi holds that it's usher to give to a guy. So, Bakar have to say in Rashi, which, that the Isra of the Gedder, the Isra of Avram and Dodol is that Midrabbanan, it's looked at as being Avram and Achai. We spoke about this in the Shir of Sari Gimel. Kavim Makur is to say this, that the Gedder Midrabbanan of Avram and Dodol is as looked at as being an Avram and Achai. So Mele Rashi holds that if Midrabbanan, we look at it as an Avram and Achai, so Mele Midrabbanan is usher to a guy. It's hard to know why the guy has to listen to Chazal. The guy only has to listen to the Torah. He doesn't have the mitzvah of Chol Asher Yerucha to listen to what Chazal say. So that's a chiddush to say that the guy himself has the Isser. But what we could say is that it's usher for me to give it to a guy, because clapping me, I look at it as Avram and Achai, and Avram and Achai is usher to Yisrael. Usher to a guy. So therefore Yisrael can't give it to a guy, because the Yisrael has to treat it like Avram and Achai. That would be an easier way of saying it. However, the Lashon Rashi is more mashma that the guy himself has no hatred to eat it. That's in the needs explanation. Why? What stops the guy? The guy Lachar is not forced to listen to Chazal, and by him Lachar should not have the Isser of Avram and Dodol. That's in the needs explanation. Akabanim, we learned here in the din of Avram and Dodol to a guy is that the Pasha Sug here is that it's Usser, as Rashi says. The Nitziv explains to be the Rambam that because the Isra Avram Midodol to Yisrael is Midaraisa, so maybe it's also Usher to a guy. That Mahalach itself does not work in Rashi, because Rashi holds that also by Yisrael it's only Usher Midrabanan, and yet Rashi holds that it's Usher to a guy. And the Rashba, the Meis, and the Fayin Gimel, and the Shach, and Simen Nun Hei hold that Avram Midodol is Mutcher to a guy. And see them, we need explanation in our Gemara. Another point here in the Hemshach Gemara, is the Kimta of Rav Ashi says, the Machlekes is between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is Lashitosam, whether Dam is Machshir or Shchita is Machshir. If Dam is Machshir, then it works also for the Aver. But if Shchita is Machshir, so because the Shchita is not Matir the Aver, so Meil does not work. We spoke about it yesterday, why the other Amorim argue with Rav Ashi, but this is the opinion of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi holds, which is the simple Mahalach, that at Kama that you need the Shchita to be Machshir, and the Shechita is not Matir, so Mimela, it's also not going to be Machshir to be Mekabel Tumah. So what's the connection? Why is it because the Shechita is not Matir, so it's also not Machshir? So Machlekes Achroinim had to understand Pshat in Rav Ashi. Rabbi Kivager earlier, in the Ein Gimel and Beis, brings it's a Tshuva from Rabbi Kivager. The Tshuva is the Maram Vayil. He and his question, so understood Pshat in the Gemara, in Rav Ashi, is because it's usher b'achila, bein Yisrael, bein la'akom, the Avram Midodol, like we spoke about, Avram Midodol is also usher to a guy, and Rav Shimon, l'shitasai, Rav Shimon holds, that oichol shiat yachol la'achil la'achirim, ein ha'makabal tumah. So we can look at the Avram as being an independent, piece of meat to be makabal tumah, because it's oichol shiat yachol la'achil la'achirim. The Jew can't eat it, and the guy can't eat it. Therefore, that's the sheet of Rav Shimon. Rav Kager argues with the Maram Vayil. Kager says, no, this svar of our Gemara is Lekuleam. It's not only Rav Shimon Lashitasai from Eichel Shatiyachol Lachil Lachirim. Says Rav Kager, the chat in the Gemara is more simple. That Shechita is not Machshir to Mekabel Tumah. Only in a way that the Shechita is Machshir B'Achila. The side that Shechita is Machshir to Kabbalas Tumah is Migu, that it's Machshir the Basar Oichel. For Kabbin Iker Din Shechita, so also makes it Oichel Legabi Kabbalas Tumah. I mean, this type of Shechita Midu Rabbanon is not Machshir Kabbalas Tumah. It's not Machshir B'Achila, sorry. So maybe it's also not Machshir B'Achila. It's related point, it's Slach and Aflam and Gimel, is Mistabik Lefir Shimon. If Shechita's Trefa is Machshir Lekabel Tumah. Because Reis not Machshir B'Achila. But Mitzad Sheni, the Shechita does work on a Trefa to be made to be Avram and Achai. So Mitzad Echad is considered a Shechita. Mitzad Sheni is not considered a Shechita. It's a Shechita that's not Machshir, but it is Metayer. So that's why the Tzlach is Mistabik. if it works, to be machshir for Kabbalah's Tumah. Says the Tzach L'Chari of Rai from our Gemara. We see in our Gemara that as long as the Shechit is not machshir b'achila, then Mimela, it's also not machshir l'Kabbalah's Tumah. The Tzach L'Chari is subjected in the Gemara, like Rabbi Kivager, the Pashtus, that the din of Rav Shimon is telling the Shechit ha-materes. And as long as it's not matir, so Mimela is also not machshir. Says the Tzach, there's no Rai from our Gemara. Why? Because the Israel of Avram Adol Dolz and Midra Abonon, we look at it like an Avram and Achai. So Mela, Midra Abonon, the Shechita wasn't Chal Klavid Aver Bechlal. So you have no Shechita Bechlal Klavid Aver. So Mela, it's also not Machshir L'Kabbal Tumah. Masha'in Gain, the Shechita of a Trefa, that does work in the Trefa to be Mitaher, Midei Avram and Achai. The Shechita wasn't Shechita Mitaheres. There's no Tumas Avram and Achai, there's no Tumas Nevelois. Because the Shechita was Chal, so therefore, there's welcome to say that it's also machshir l'kabbal tumah. Now, getting to the next part of the Gemara, the sfikas of the amoraim of different things can be considered a yad. So, Rabbi says, Rabbi's mistapik, whether behemah b'chayeh nasis yad le'ever, or any yasis nad le'ever. So, Tesis, the different maskal behemah, that's a very basic question. Ask Tesis. Tema. Ma'ani boyule. Even should the behemah b'chayeh lav bas kibuli tumahi. The tzad is that, what's the reason it's not giving mekabel tumah? If because the behemoth when it's alive is not mekabel tumah, hare kol yodin sheba oilam nami le mekabel tumah. Elo shemachnitza sumaitziyah is tumah. Every yad in the world is also not very mekabel tumah. But elamai, it's still machnis tumah, because that's the din of yodis. Even though the yad mitaratzma is not mekabel tumah, but it can work to be machnis and mighty tumah of the oichel. So why should the behemoth bechayeh be any different? Answer says, "Vitz v'yesh leimar, t'loy dami l'shar yodos. T'may t'loy mekabli tuma mishum she'ein an oichel. A behemah b'chayeh is different than other yodos. The reason the regular yad, a stick, a branch, is not mekabli tuma is because it's not a food. Avo b'alichayim kinam yavi oichel k'goyin ben pekua ikal man d'omer perg bima makshe t'loy mekabli tuma." So he says the Baal Chai, even when it is a food, there's still a man d'omar that is not mekabel tumah, ben pekua. You can eat it. It's, even though it's running around, it's mutter to eat. And yet there's a tzad that it's not mekabel tumah seichle. So we see that a Baal Chai is not mekabel tumah is even when it's a food. I can't give you a tesis. Tesis needs explanation, but how did Tesis answer the question? Tesis' question was that a yad is never mekabel tumah. The job of a yad is to be machnes and mighty tumah to the oichel. So who cares that a baal chai can't become a food? We don't need it to be a food. That's kufu what Tezus asked. So how does Tezus answer the question? So it's clear from the Teretz of Tezus, the Stapler and Tyrus, Simon Ayin, speaks this out, but it's clear the Pshat in Tezus, that it's true that a yad doesn't become an oichel. The yad mitaratzmai is not an oichel. It's a stick. A stick is not an edible, it's not an oichel. But when we look at the stick as a chelik of the food, you have the stick that's coming out of the apple, that helps you hold the apple. So that stick itself is not edible. But as part of the apple, then the stick is part of the food. I'm able to look at this stick as being part of the food called an apple. When it's attached to the apple and it functions as the apple, then now it became part of the food. It's not part of the food in the sense that it's edible, but it can become shaykh to the food. And now it's also considered a chelik of the food of the apple. So the way that a yad is mekabel tumah is not the pshat that a yad is just a tunnel to bring the tumah in and out of the oichel. Because if so, it's not important whether that stick is part of the apple or not part of the apple. It's more here in Taisa that the yisoy din that a yad is machanis tumah to an oichel, mighty tumah from an oichel, is that I look at the yad as being an oichel. As long as it's attached to the oichel, I look at the yad as being an oichel. So maybe when tumah touched the stick, it touched an oichel. Because this stick, as long as it's attached to the fruit, is actually called an oichel. So that's why the oichel is makabel tumah. Because the whole mahalich of the Kabbalah's tumah of the oichel is the idea that the yad, when it's attached, is the chelik of the oichel. So Mela says, Tesis, that's only shaykh on things like sticks and all other yadas that we have. But a baal chai is not just lacking in being an oichel. A baal chai cannot become an oichel. A stick doesn't have any problem why it can't be an oichel. Just, there's no reason to make it an oichel. Because it doesn't taste good. No one would eat it. Why should we look at it as an oichel? That's when you look at the stick and mitaratzvay. But when it's a chelik of the food, so now the stick can become an oichel, because there's nothing stopping it from being an oichel. Mashein kein, a bal chai cannot become an oichel. Says so then paku is running, is edible, it's basar v'dikula, you're allowed to go eat it, and yet it cannot be an oichel. Bal chai has a hafka from being an oichel. So Mela, even though we only look at it as a chelik of the food, but this part of the food can't be an oichel. So Mela can never be machnas and mighty tumah to the oichel. Because there's no magic in being machnas and mighty tumah, that yad is machnas and mighty tumah. The yisoid that yad is machnas and mighty tumah, it's because also the yad itself is the oichel. And that's not shaykh by a bal chai. So this basis, that's clear in the Pshat HaTosfos, the Sefer says speaks this out. So in this basis, we see, number one, the Yisoid of Yadus, as we spoke, said just right now. The Yisoid of Yadus is that we look at the Yad being a chelik of the Oichel. We mentioned this also in yesterday's shir, that in the Pshat, in the bottom tezis, on the Mabez. So there is a Muchach, that the Yisoid of Yadus was that the Oichel and the Yad are become one. And here we see in tezis a step further, that's necessary. It's necessary that the Yad also becomes an Oichel. It's not just that they're one, but that the Yad also is chalin in a Torah's Oichel. That's Kiddush 1 we see in Taisa, but they didn't have Yodais. And Kiddush number 2 is that the word of a Baal Chai, that a Baal Chai, so it says, is Mufka from being an Oichel. It's not just that it's Pariv, but it cannot become an Oichel. Before in this Taisa, and we mentioned earlier in the parak, this Taisa is very difficult, it's a very big kasha in the Briskarov. The Briskarov says that was Mechir from the Dinam and Farkesis, that the reason that a Baal Chai is not a Kabbal Tuma is not a Hafka, rather that it's not Oimid La'achila. That's the said the Briskarov and Mela by Mefarkeses, even though it's considered a chai, but because it's Oimid La'achila, so it's Mekabel Tumas Oichel. And Tais here says that no, that it's a hafka. A Baal Chai cannot become an Oichel. Fact. That is a fact that can never change. Even at the end of Yodais, it can't become an Oichel. What's the end of Mefarkeses? So we spoke about then, that Mefarkeses is already done to it a Mesa Shechita, and Shechita is what makes the Eden to a Mesa. So even though it wasn't yet completed, the result of the Shechita, because it's still jumping around for a few more seconds, but because you've done a Mesa to make it into a Mesa, so we're already able to look at it as being a Mesa. Those are two Yesaitis in our Tesis, that Yadis, that the Yad becomes the Oichel, and number two, that the Baal Chai is Mufka from Kabbalah's Tumah, and maybe that's, now we understand the subject of the Gemara, if a Behema can be considered a Yad for the Aver. But we said it's Ogishmak explaining the tzad that it cannot become the yad for the aver. Now I'll leave you the work to figure out what was the other tzad in the Gemara. Rabbi did have a tzad that it could be a yad. Once we know these two yasaidas, then what's the tzad that it can be a yad? A yad has to become an oichel, and a balchai can't become an oichel. So what's now in these explanations, what's the other tzad of Rabbi that a balchai could be a yad for the aver? That I'll leave for you to figure out on your own. This was in the suffix of Rabba about a Baal Chai. Abaye had a suffix whether by a kishus, shenot abotitz, v'yigdil of yotz l'chutz, if it's not this yad. L'chayrat is misparish al derech, the same suffix as Rabba. That something that's mechubar l'karka is not only that it's pariv, that is not an oichel, but that it's mufka from being an oichel. Just like a Baal Chai is mufka from being an oichel, also mechubar is mufka from being an oichel. So Meir Abai had the same suffix, like Abai the din of Mechubar. Rabbi Yirmi was this topic by Mishtacha Velachati Dalas. Is one half of the Dalas a yad for the other half of the Dalas? So Ritum Halakam and Rashi to explain the suffix of the Gemara. One, that he's going with Asher of Shimon. He holds that Oichel Shiat Yochol Achil Achirim is not Mekabal Tumah. So Meila, the suffix was, is the part that's the Avodah Zarah, it cannot be a Yad to be Machnas and Mighty Tumas Oichlin to the other half of the Dalas. That's the first Malach and Rashi. Tesis also goes with the first Malach and Rashi. And what's the subject of the Gemara? What's the sign that it should not be a Yad? So Tesis says, can appreciate Leo, Behima. Just like by a Baal Chai, it cannot be an Oichel. It's Mufka from being an Oichel. Also, the Drusha of Oichel, Shiat Yahul Achil Achir, Mafir Shimon, it's also similar together. It's mufka from being an oichel. It's very edible, this oichel sheyat yachol achil achir. But the pasuk tells us that it's not chalan in an oichel. It can't be chalan in the din of tumas oichel. So in Meila, the Gemara is itself, that it also can't be a yad. Because to be a yad, it has to be considered an oichel. And something which is asher ba'ana, according to Rav Shimon, cannot be chalan in the shem oichel. Tosfos Rosh adds on that even if we'd say that a Baal Chai is not a Yad, there's still a tzad that this Isser HaNoah could be a Yad. This Tavas could be a Yad. Why? Says Tosfos Rosh, there by the Baal Chai, the Chisaron is Ba'atzmai. The behemoth itself is, calls man, it's alive, is not right to be a Kapal Tumah. Masha'in Kain, the Dalas, which is Asher Bahanoah, the Dalas itself is a fine Oichel. It tastes very good. It's Isser Dover Acher Goram Lo, that it's not going to be an Oichel, because it was became an Avodah Zorah, so that's why it cannot be an Oichel. That's something that's external to in itself. It means that Atzma is right to be an Oichel, so therefore there's a better tzad that it could be, that it could at least work to be a Yad, to Machnes and Maitzi Tumah. That's the first Mahalach in Rashi. The second Mahalach in Rashi is that we're switching around. We want to know if the half of the Dalas, which is not an Avodah Zarah, works as a Yad to be Machnes and to be Maitzi the Tumah of the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Mitam and Midra Rabbanon. So can the other half of the Dalas be Maitzi the Tumah of the Avodah Zarah? So what's the suffix? What's the tzad that it cannot be? Why should it not? So Rashi himself says that the nidan is whether an oichel can be a yad for another oichel. But both of the mahalchim of Rashi explains that was the suffix. Can one oichel be a yad for another oichel? Not clear exactly what the pshat is. Chor Rashi means to say that because the oichel because the yad has its own independent chashivus, it itself is an oichel, then it can't be a yad for something else. Always the yad has to be less chashiv than the oichel itself. So here, when the yad is equally chashiv to the oichel, then it can't be a yad. Efshir. It's not clear to me exactly what the pshat in Rashi is. That's how Rashi explains the suffix. However, the Ramban goes to the Akash Rashi, explains the suffix differently. Says Ramban here again in the second Mahalach in Rashi. The question is, can the dalas be a yad to be moiti the tumah of avodah zarah? Says Ramban that one side is that yeah, why not? It should be a yad. Oy Dilma. Kevon shezeh muter, v'zeh aser, v'lachtoich mimenu oimeid, eino yad. Shekolo oimeid lachtoich v'litzroif, kisorof u'kachotuch domi. Because it's oimeid to be cut off, so therefore it can't be a yad. And also in the first Malkin Rashi, that the question is, can the Avodah Zarah be a yad to be moiti to Tumas Oichlin, another half of Dalas, says the Ramban that what was the nidoin that the Avodah Zarah is afra bialma v'litzer fu oimeid v'lachtech menu v'eino yad. Idilma came in the mechuberu yad avi. Shaman on both sides is puts focus and emphasis on the fact that the Avodah Zarah is oimeid l'soreif and l'chotech and at afra, and therefore it can't be a yad. So it's a very poshut that if you have one oichel, that's a kibetza, and part of it is about to get burnt, or it's about to fall off. But right now it's still attached. So the very portion that, oh, it's makapal tumah, there's no tzad that it's not makapal tumah. Right now it's attached. Dalit sara b'shaita. But by us, the sugi of yodis is different. Yodis is not the gufa oichel. Yodis is something external, which became a part of the oichel. That's the role of a yad. Here the Ramban holds that you need to have a very strong chibur between the yad and the oichel to look at them as one. If the yad is going to be detached from the oichel, then we can't look at it as being born with the oichel. As we've spoken about, the Mishnah Achrayna has already told us in Yisoid, he's machir from the Rishonim, that even though Menatzvare says the Mishnah Achrayna, the yad is that it functions as the food, there's no reason why it should need to be attached. A cup that's holding the water is definitely functioning the water. But yet, in the Rishonim it's mavur that the yad and the oichel have to be one. According to what he said earlier from Tesis, it's very gishmak. Proof from Tesis that the yisayin of the yadis is that the yad itself is the chilek of the food. That when it's attached to the food, we look at the yad as also being an oichel. So for sure that the yad has to be attached. If they're detached, it's not going to work. But whatever the hezbar might be, the yad and the oichel need to be looked at as one. And that's the chiddush of yadis, that even though something which is external, it could still be considered as one with the food, even though it itself is not the food. It's not edible. But because it functions as the yad, we look at it as being one together with the food. The Nela, the Gemara's mistopic, when the yad and the food are going to become detached, if we're still able to look at them as being one. There's a fascinating mahalach of the sugya from the Rambam. in Perek Ches, Avichos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam brings the subject of the Gemara, Lagabe Isser. A person bows down to half of a dalatz. That half of the dalatz is for sure Asur Bahana, it's Avodah Zarah. It's also the second half of the dalatz become Asur Avodah Zarah. Is Isser Avodah Zarah Chal on the second half of the dalatz? That's the Rambam brings on the subject of our Gemara. The Rambam says it's Tavua. So you talk about Tuma. So you also give Vyada, it didn't eat Tuma. Had the Rambam down, Lagabe Isser of Avodah Zarah. Because the Mishnah writes, Yesh Makom Peirush Rabbeinu. It's not, the Sugi isn't Mukach like the Ravid. It's possible to say like the Rambam also, that the need of the Gemara is Lagabe, the Isser of Avodah Zarah. What's the Pshat? Where do you find the Dinim of Yodis? Where do you have Yodis? The Dinim of the Isser of Avodah Zarah. So the Radvaz, is brought down in the Franco Rambam in the back, in Sefer Alikutim, the Radvaz says that the question is the tzad to answer is to look at it like Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. That the half of the dalas, which is not Avodah Zarah, is like Mishamish of the half which isn't Avodah Zarah. And that's why it can be Chal, and this also is Israel of Avodah Zarah. Shad is Manashach. Mishamshe Avodah Zarah is a klal. Mishamshe Avodah Zarah is full. Mishamshe Avodah Zarah also means the Araisa. We never found in Mishamshe Avodah Zarah the Indian of Yodas. It's an independent Israel called Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. So if one half of the dalas is actually being mishamish, the other half, then for sure it's usher. It's usher within mishamishin, and you don't have to come out to yodis. And if it's not mishamishit, so why is the din of yodis going to usher? Yodis was simply said like abe tumah. It wasn't said like abe avodah zarah. So what do we get out of this comparison to mishamishin? And what's taka the pshat in the Rambam? So the chayyim pshat in the Radvaz is that la'olam about one half of the dalas is not mishamish the other half. It's not like you put jewelry on Avodah Zarah, other things there, and it's a shimush. Here it's not even mishamish, it's just the last two halves, and it wasn't cut in half yet. There's no actual shimush from one half to the other half. What the Radvaz means is that we find by Avodah Zarah, that the issue of Avodah Zarah is not only the Avodah Zarah itself. Kol, anything which is shayich and tuffel to the Avodah Zarah, can be chalan at the issue of Avodah Zarah. So the Meila, there's welcome to say that also a yad for an Avodah Zarah can be chalene the din of Avodah Zarah. The Iker din of Yodas, as he's spoken out many times in his perek, is that it's something which is tofel and shayich and also becomes like the Iker. We've always spoken about for dini tumah and taira, that we've spoken about. But the side of Yodas is a klal the Rambam held. That when you have something which is a klal, which can have protim, you have Avodah Zarah is not just Avodah Zarah itself. Anything that's related to the Avodah Zarah is also chal in it, it's of Avodah Zarah. So the Torah told us Mefurish was Tashvishi Avodah Zarah, or like Avodah Zarah. But maybe we're also able to be Marbe, maybe, Yadah to be like the Avodah Zarah itself. But also the Yad is Shaykh to the Avodah Zarah. We find a similar story like Abi Meis, that the Meis is Asr, and not only he's Asr, also his Tachrichim are Asr. And it's the Pirsa, Ilavei de Misna, Kanye Misna, the Gemara says in the Yavamis. The mace also things become tovel to him, they become his yodais. They become attached to him. It's also the Avodah Zarah, the same call. Once we know that Mishamshim and Avodah Zarah are Asr, so we also could look at the Yad, that's also being Shaykh to Avodah Zarah, and it could be Nesr Medin Yodais. One other point here on these Sikhs of the Amorayim is that in the Savik of Behem and Asiyad Laever, so the Rambam in Perek Beis of Tumas Oichlin Halacha Vav brings down the Sofik Lagabe Hechsher. If the Hechsher, the Hemos Huchshar, does the Hechsher work Lagabe the Aver? Rashi, however, steers clear of this. Rashi is very clear that cannot be the Tzad in the Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says that if it already was Huchshar Bechayel, can it be a Yat Machnas and Moitzi Tumah? The Rashi, for some reason, does not want to explain the topic of the Gemara, Lagabi Hechsher. It's much more simple to explain. Rashi, though, says the topic is only Lagabi Tumah. It's not clear whether Rashi means that Lagabi Tumah, Lagabi Hechsher, it's posh that it is a Yad, or Lagabi Hechsher that it's posh that it's not a Yad. So the Netziv, he explains to Rashi, he says that Lagabi Hechsher, it's posh that it's not a Yad for Hechsher. I'm showing you the explanation. Rashi, very, this is over posture to Rashi, that the suya is only lagabe tumah, and not lagabe hechsher. By hechsher, it's clear one of the two tzadim. Rashi wasn't megalatas, which of the two tzadim, and why, and what the reason is. We now come to the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara brings the Makar, the Eber Menachai is Metame, Chiyomis Mena Behema. Here we darshan that Eber Menachai is Metame. So first, I'm going to mention a general Chakira about the Tum of Eber Menachai. The Rishonim in Maseches Kelim, in the first paragraph of Maseches Kelim, the Mishnah tells us all the Avos HaTuma. That's when Maseches Kelim, Seder Tyrus starts off, listing off the Avos HaTuma. So the Rash and the Rush are Oymed on the fact that Eber Menachai is not mentioned there. Mais Eber Menachai is an Avatoma, it's Matami Adam the Kelim. And yet it's not mentioned in Maseches Kelim, in the list of all the Avos HaTuma. See the Rash and the Rush in Perek Aleph of Kelim Mishnah Beis. That because you learn on Eber Menachai from the Pasuk of Nevela, so the Tana does not mention it individually. When the Tana mentions Nevela, and Nevela includes Eber Menachai. Because Eber Menachai is learned out of the Pasuk of Nevela. Yesh lachkor, what the Rishayna mean? The Rishayna mean that La'olam, the Tum of Eber Menachai, is Tumas Nevelis. Tumas Nevelis Mamish. It's learned out of the same pasuk, so that tells us that it's really the same type of tumah. Even though it's prayerish minachai, but because the aver itself is mace, the aver is mace, so you could have a mace of a behema, you could have a mace of an aver. So also the tumah of aver minachai is tumas nevelis mamish. Is that what the Rishonim meant to say? Or the Rishonim are saying more simple, not so lamdish, that the mavad tumas aver minachai is its own tumah. But in the alfusas, because the mace is learned out of the pasuk, of Tumas Neveles. So you don't mention it separately. The Tana included it when he mentioned the Tum of Eber Menachai, because Lamaisa, it was learned out of the same Pasuk. So it didn't get an individual recognition in the Mishnah. But Lailam, it has different types of Tum. So a little smach v'schakira we have earlier on in Dafago, in the Kuf Chav Zayin Mabitz, in the Suit of Eber Meduldal. Gemara is donning whether it has Tumas Neveles or not of Tumas Neveles. That's the Lashon of the Gemara there. So Taisus there in Kuf Chav Zayin Mameitz, Ziv Mesel Tumas Nevela, says Taisus, Tumas Nevela Shemaskir Kana Shas, Lav Davke, Elahainu Tumas Eiver Menachai. Holstig is donning Tumas Nevela, Vada Eiver Medoldo has no tzad that has Tumas Nevelis. The only tzad is that it would have Tumas Eiver Menachai. So it's Lav Davke. But why does the Gemara yet call it Tumas Nevelis? So the Lashon of the Gemara is a little bit of a smach to say, that Tumas Eber Menachai is Tumas Nevelis Mamish. But it's not Mukrach, Tezer already tells us that it's Lav Davka. So there's no Rayim Mukachas from the Gemara there, whether the Pshat is that Tumas Eber Menachai is Tumas Nevela Mamish, or it's just learned out of the same Pasuk. The Maisa, the Achorian argument about this Chakira, the Zecher Yitzchak in Simen Lam and Gimel, says that it's Tumas Nevela Mamish. The Nois Yaakov, in Simon Yud Beis, quotes Zecher Yitzchak, and then Simon Yud Gimel argues with the Zecher Yitzchak. Nisyakov says that it's own tumah, and he has a raya. And in Teres Kain, in Parshas Shemini, we learned out of a pasuk to say that an oif does not have, that an oif tame does not have tumah sefer menachat. An oif tame does not have any tumah nevelis. We find tumah nevelis by a behema, and we find it by nevelas oif tahor. When a person eats the oif tar, he becomes tame. That's called tumas nivlas oif tar. But fascinatingly enough, an oif tame that dies does not have tumas nevelis. That's the din. And yet in Teres Kainim, there's a nidah in whether the Eiver Menachai of an oif tame would be metame. We need a pasuk to tell us that it's not metame. So Nois Yaakov is mechiach from here. Hakorach tumas Eiver Menachai is a new tuma. It's an independent tuma. Therefore, we would think that even someone that does not have Tumas Nevela could still have Tumas Eiver Menachai. Another point that the Gemara asks, that we need this pasuk for the drasha of Rav Yehuda Marav. Tam Rav Yehuda Marav, Amir Lav Masi Satana, Chomis Menah Behema, Mixas Behema Metama, Mixas Behema Eina Metama. The Eidah Zu Trefa Sheshachta. We need the pasuk to tell us when you shech the Trefa that the Shechit is Metair. It does not have Tumas Nevelis. So how do we darshan it to tell us Eiver Menachai? Our answer is that it should have said mi behema, because it says mina behema, shmami natarti. But akoponim is mavur that without a pasuk I would say that trefa, that you shecht, is tame. Why would I say that? So it says Rashi, umixeth behema ena metama, v'yav api shehi kimesa, going trefa shashachta. Trefa shashachta is kimesa. That's why I would think that it's metame. Kamash malan, that it's not metame. So before that the lack of chiyus of a trefa is enough to say that we would think that it should be like a nevela. When you learn perkei l'trefas, machlokes whether trefa chaya, a trefa eina chaya. We pass in trefa eina chaya means that it can't live 12 months. Even the mandam are trefa chaya, Tosi says in Sanhedrin and in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph, that it's called the Gavra Ktila. It already has a maka that's going to bring Lidei Misa. So it's called the Gavra Ktila. A trefa is lacking of a chayus. And that's the Isra of trefa. Before there's a tzad to say, I could take that it's lacking its chiyus, that the shechita should not be metaret, because it's like shechting a mesa. Kamash Milan, that there's enough chiyus to say that you did a shechita, the shechita is metaret. This is definitely smacks what the Rambam writes, and in the paragraph of Maicholas Asuras, that a person eats a chati zayis trefa, and a chati zayis nevela, they're mitzdarif. Says the Rambam, shat trefa tchilas nevelahi. That trefa is bringing, is on the path to lead to a nevela, so they're the same type of iser, and therefore they could be mitzdarif. And also by trefa, the yisoid of the iser is that it's lacking its chiyus. That's the Maisa Rashi learning to drasha here. What was that? That was the Havamina. But in the Teres Koyanim, the Maisa's Masha, there was a different Havamina. In the Teres Koyanim, it's before, that we think that Shechitas Trefa is not Mitayr, just like Shechitas Behemet Meya, and Shechitas Shrotzim is not Mitayr. So too, when you Shech the Trefa, we think that it's not Mitayr. And definitely when a person Shechs a bear, or a donkey, the bear or the donkey is definitely alive. And yeah, when you shech that it's not metayr. Why not? Why would you shech the donkey? Is the donkey metame benevela? It's not mishad because it was lacking any chiyus. The reason is because the donkey is usher to eat. You can't eat the behemah tamea. So a shechita, which is not matir ba'achila, is also not a shechita bichlal. It's also not metayr midei nevela. And that's why I would think to say the same thing about a trefa. Because the mice, it's usher to eat a treifa for whatever reason. It's usher to eat a treifa. It's not important to us now that treifa is lacking chiyus. But la maisa, you can't eat a treifa. So therefore, I would think the shechit is not metayr, just like the shechit is not metayr on a behema tamei. As mavur in the Teres Kain. So that's an entirely different approach than Rashi by us. Rashi is mavur, the reason is because it's lacking its chiyus. And Teres Koyanim, this before the reason is, because it's not a Shechita HaMateres. Presumably Rashi did not want to learn Lemais like the Teres Koyanim, because the drush is from the Chiyomus, that you need a Mesa, only a Mesa Mamish, Shechita is not Metair, but something which is not a Mesa Mamish, Shechita is Yemetair. So that's why Rashi learned that the need in here is a need in how much Mesa does it have. An Avela is a Mesa Mamish, so shechit is not metayr. Trefa is a chatzi mesa. So I would think the shechit is not metayr. Kamash malan, the shechit could still be metayr. But the whole nidoin is around the nekuda, whether it has chiyus or not. That's why Rashi did not explain like the Torah's could. Another point, the Gemara says that basar itself does not have tumas sefer menachai. Why not? Because ma misa she'ino is the chalipin. Of course, you know, it's a chalipin. It has to be that there's no, you can't replace it. The behema won't get rejuvenated in the area that was taken away. But when it loses some basar, it will get rejuvenated. Basar acher oyle tachtav, Rashi says. Before you hear, that losing basar is not called a misa bichlal. No lacking, it's not called a misa in the behema. Because it gets replaced, the new basar will come. However, the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Maicholas Asuras, Halacha Yud, Rambam says that the Isra of basar menachai is ketreifa mamish. Talking the sugi there in of Gid Anoshe or Yechon Reish Lakish, it's more in the Rambam that it's not just a yafusa from the lashon of treifa in the pasuk, but that it's mamish like a treifa. In what way is it a treifa? So Reb Chaim in Perek Dalet of Maicholas Asuras. And the Zecher Yitzchak in Chelik Bei Simin Yudalit, the same shot in the Rambam, is that the Yisrael of Isser Trefa is called the Himmel lost its chiyus. Not entirely, but partially, like we said, it's a mixas misa in the Behemah. That's what a Trefa is. So Mela says the Rambam then Mali, if the behemoth entirely loses part of its chiyus, that it's going to die in 6 months, that's a trefa. Or why do we, what's the difference between the behemoth entirely losing its part of its chiyus? Or the chiyus is lost from a certain chiluk of the behemoth. This piece of meat that was detached from the behemoth lost its chiyus. So any loss of chiyus from the behemoth has the isser of trefa. That's why Basar Min HaChai is like Trefa Mamish. That Bechara is Shver from Argamar's Mavur, and you lose a Basar, so it does not have Tumah Sefer Min HaChai, because it's not like Misa. And yet the Rambam says that it is like Misa. So Manashach, is it like Misa or is it not like Misa? So Lechara the Pshat is that Argamar says that Basar Min HaChai is not like Misa, it's only Biachas to the Behema. When the Behema loses an Eiver, so now, that's something that can never be replaced. The behemoth now will always be missing an arm. It's never going to grow another arm back. So the behemoth is now a balas mum. It has a lack in the behemoth. It's a mixas misa. The behemoth is still alive. But the arm is entirely detached and the arm will never come back. So in this area, in this specific spot where the arm was, the behemoth died, kilu. That part of the behemoth is died and it's never going to come back. Mashen gain basar, the behemoth will rejuvenate. And other basar will come back. So the behemoth itself doesn't feel any loss. When loses basar. That's all in respect to the behema. But in respect to the basar itself, when basar is cut off from the behema, that basar is never coming back. So the basar lost its chiyus when it got cut off from the behema. So lagabe tumas eiver min achai, I need the misas ha-behema. When you lose a piece of basar, there is no misas ha-behema bichlal. So there's no tumah. Lagabe the Isser of Trefa, there it's enough that the Basar itself lost its chiyus. This Basar is lost its chiyus. So therefore it's like Trefa that lost the chiyus and it can be included in the Isser of Trefa. We now come to the Shitas HaTanoim in the Tumah, in the Geder of Tumah Sefer Min HaChai. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that it's following Oisach HaLipin and Ein Oisach HaLipin. And Basar is not because Eino Oisach HaLipin, but an Eiver is Oisach HaLipin. Rabbi Akiva says, you need Gidim V'Atzamois. And Rebbe says, you need Basar and Gidim V'Atzamois. So Mara says that the Nafkamina between Rebbe and Rabbi Akiva is an Arkuva. An Arkuva has Gidim V'Atzamois, but it does not have Basar. And the Nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glili is in Kulya Nivsvasayim. Kulya Nivsvasayim does not have Gidim Yad Samais. And yet it's an Eiver Shali. It doesn't come back. It's Eino Eisach HaLipin. So Lefi Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it's Matame. And Lefi Rabbi Akiva, it's not Matame. So a few hours here on these Nafkaminas and these Dinim. Firstly, Taisus Divimasul Kulya. Taisus says that Kulya Nivsvasayim, which are Matame, Lefi Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it's only a whole kulya, or a whole nivsvasayim. A half a kulya and a half a nivsvasayim are not metame. So he says, because you need a davar chashuv. Look, even though Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not darsh in the word behema, like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi, but he at least darshan from behema, there needs to be a davar chashuv. It needs to be a davar shalit. So everyone holds that Eiver Min HaChai needs a chashivus of a davar shalim. Question is just in which way? That's one point. But the main more point I'm talking about was the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says an afkamina is about an arkuva. That's the gersa lefanenu. An arkuva which has no basar. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's still metame because it has gidim yatsamas. However, in Taisvis, there are maskal bin, before that there's another afkamina between Rebbe and Rabbi Akiva. That roiv evari haguf, an arm, a leg, that have basar, but the basar is not here. The basar got detached, and the gidim and the atzamos are left. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's metame because it has gidim and atzamos. According to Rabbi, it's not metame because you need basar gidim and atzamos. That the machlekes is bein by an arkuva, which is a sug aver type of aver that does not have basar. And also they argue about an avarim that do have basar, but right now the basar was detached from them. According to Rabbi Akiva, it is still metame. Taisi even had a zagirsh in the Gemara that the Nafkamina was basar, time when the butter is taken away. And even Tosfos says, even if the girsa is arkuva, but they still argue about basar. I know when you, an aver that naturally has a basar, and right now the basar was detached, is the aver still matame, or the gidim yet some is still matame. Oh. Then Tosfos brings at the end that the Riva argues, and the Riva says that you cannot be geiris arkuva, because by arkuva, even Rebbe agrees. Even Rebbe agrees that it's matame, even though Rebbe normally holds that you need basar, that's only in an aver which has basar. But if you have a full aver that naturally has no basar, so then even Rebbe agrees that it's metame. And the whole machlokes was an aver that has basar, that basar was detached, can it still be metame? Both Tosfos and the Riva, both of them agree that, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, an aver that has basar and the basar becomes detached, and the kidin and the atomas are left, that it's metame. Chazon Ish, in the Aruch of Maseches Chulin, of Kuf Chasim Beis, and our Daf. Chazon Ish asks on Tosfos, Hari, the Eiver Menachai, you need that it should be Maile Aruka. More earlier in the Kuf Chav Heim and Aleph, that the Klal of an Eiver to be Metame, it's only if it's Maile Aruka, when you take out the Basar, it can grow back to its original state. Where it says there needs to be that Maile Aruka mi Bachutz, the only time that an Eiver that lost its basar can still be metame is if it can rejuvenate, if it would still be attached. Theoretically, it would still be attached. It would be able to rejuvenate and grow back that basar, then it's metame. But everyone agrees that an Eiver needs basar. If all the basar is taken out, then it cannot rejuvenate. Everyone knows that it's not metame. Why not? A people we learned in the previous Taisis, Divir Maskel Kulia. The Taisis tells us that everyone knows you need a Dover Shalim. And a chatzi kulia and a chatzi nisvasayim are not metame. For Eiver min achai or Eiver min anavela, to have the chomer of an Eiver, it needs to be that it's a dover shalim. So losing the basar, her le kulia alma should not be metame. Chazon Ish adds on, see in the beginning of our perek, that gidim matzamas are not metame. Benivlosa, lamute gidim yatzamas. To match that, even if all the gidim and the yatzamas are there, it's also not metame, because you need binivlasa. You need to have the basar there. Because without basar, it's not metame. To be the chashivas of an aver, you definitely need basar. That the Chazon Ish holds as a svar b'shuta. Tosfos, for some reason, argues. In the Gemara, the tzin of Tosfos not mukhrach. Fakir, lafi Rashi. The Gersa of the Gemara is arkuva. It's mashma that they only argued about in arkuva. But in Tosfos, it was pashat, both of the Tosfos himself and lafi the Riva. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's metame, even though the basar was taken off, that the Chazon Ish is very bothered by. It's Tzarechin, exactly what Tosfos. I don't have a good pshat in Tosfos. But there's another nafkamina of this need in here between Tosfos and the Chazon Ish, comes out in the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Vavos Atuma, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel. The Rambam asks that Kul Yenis Tzayim are not metame. You need basar and gidim and atzomis. And you need also that it should be ala aruka, that if the basar is taken away, it should be ma'ala aruka, grow back to be a neighbor, like the Gemara said earlier, and af kuf chafei. So who did the Rambam passim like? It's pretty clear. The Rambam says you need basar gidim and atzamis. So the Rambam passim like Rebbe. That's what the Ketzav Mishnah says. The Ketzav Mishnah says the Rambam passim like Rebbe. Asks the Ketzav Mishnah, halacha k'Rebbe Akiva mechavei roi. When Rebbe Akiva argues with one other Tana, so halacha is like him. So in the machlokes between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe, it's a one-on-one. So the halacha should be like Rabbi Akiva. Ketzav Mishnah has another question. If the Rambam passes like Rebbe, then how can the Rambam left out the din of Arkuva? Mar says enough kamina is about Arkuva. And according to Rebbe, Arkuva is metame, even though there's no basar. So the Rambam should have brought down that halacha. So according to the Riva, it's not shver. The Riva says about Arkuva, even Rabbi Akiva holds that it's metame. But it's still a chiddush. The Rambam should speak out this din. The Rambam says you need basar gidim yatzamis. The Rambam should tell us that there's a case that you don't need basar gidim yatzamis. By Arkuva, you don't need basar gidim yatzamis. So those are the questions of the Ketzav Mishnah and the Rambam. So the Chazon Ish in Olas Simin Chof Aleph Sifkatan Yud Beis says the Chazon Ish, the Rambam really passing like Rabbi Akiva that you do not need basar. Meila halach Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi. The Rambam says you need basar. The Rambam says you need basar because you need to be an Eiver Shalim. It's not me din that you need basar. The reason that you need basar is just without the basar, you lack in the chashivus of the Eiver. So there's no din to need basar. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't read on the din of Arkuva either, because there's no tnai of an aver that an aver is only with basar is called an aver. An aver, even the gidim matzamas is called an aver. Just an aver that has basar needs to have its basar with it. And that's why the Rambam mentions that you need an aver. Dainu, the Chazanish's questions on Taisis are according to the Chazanish, is gufa the pshat in the Rambam. Rambam has not Rabbi Akiva. But even Rabbi Akiva agrees that an aver that naturally has basar needs that basar. Akoponim and Mavur in the Rambam that you need gidim yatzamis. Right? The Rambam did not pass like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Either passing like Rabbi or like Rabbi Akiva. But definitely the Rambam held that you need gidim yatzamis in order to have tumas aver menachai. However, legabe the itzur aver menachai, the Rambam writes in Parakei Mecholas Asurais. Halacha base, echad aver sheish boy basar gidim yatzamis, going to yad varegel. Echad aver she'ein boy etzem, k'koin haloshein, v'habetzim, v'hatchol, v'hakloyes, v'achela, v'kayetzibayim. Says Rambam that for the Isra of Aver Menachai, as long as you have a whole Aver, even if the Aver does not have atzamais, like the Kulya and the Loshein, don't have any atzamais, still it has an Isra Aver Menachai. So Rambam learned this difference between Tumas Aver Menachai and Isra Aver Menachai. That the Sugya by Yasam, the Tumah needs Gidim Yatzamais, but the Isra does not need Gidim Yatzamais. So what's the pshat? So the Zecher Yitzchak in Tzimu Lamed Gimel says that by us, by the Tumah, we talk that you need a Behema Shlema. So that's how Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi say you need Gidim Yatzamais. Only with that is it considered like a Behema. Mashayim Gabi the Isser of Aver Menachai, even though the Yisrael of the Isser is because of Misas Miksasai, considered a Misa, it was never said the Tanai of Behema Shlema. Mela, there's no Tanai of Gidim Yatzamais. As long as you have a whole Aver, Then it's Usr. Now, in the Lagabi Isr, we all agree to Rabbi Yosef Lili. That's enough to have a Dover Shali. We don't need Gidim Yatzamis. An Aver that has Gidim Yatzamis needs the Gidim Yatzamis. But an Aver that does not have Gidim Yatzamis, like the Lashon and the Kloyas, so then it's Usr, even though it does not have a Behemah Shlema with its Gidim and Yatzamis. One last Sahara about the Indian of Tumas Aver Menachai, born in the Sefer Mincha Shlema, that we see in the Gemara by us that Narkuva could be metame. Fiyar Girsa, that Narkuva could be metame, and even the Riva agrees that it's metame. He says that Lekuli Alme it's metame. But Narkuva could be metame even though it has no basar. All it has is Gidim and Atzamais, it could still be metame. However, we find that Lagabi Tumas Nevela, you need a Nevela Shruya Lager. Fi Bar Pada earlier on the Fahin Aleph, before that Nevela Shein Ruya Lager is not metame. And even Rabbi Yechanan that holds a nevela she'ena ruya lager is metame. Rabbi Yechanan agrees that a nevela that's srucha meikara is not metame. The Gemara in Bechorot Daf Chav Gimel Mevis, if when it comes out of the behema, it's saruach, it's not edible. Even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that it's not metame. So these things which is just gidim yatzamais is ena ruya lager. It's not edible. There's no basar bechlal. So why is it metame? One could even ask on the basar gidim yatzamais, that a regular aver that has basar gidim yatzamais, that the gidim yatzamais shaboy are enim ruyim lager. That actually you could argue on. But when the whole aver is just gidim yatzamais, there is no basar. So it's a vada enim ruyim lager. So why is it metame? So, Lucharid Yisrael is before next daf and afkuf chav tes, see in tomorrow's daf, before there in Rashi, that the tumah of aver menachai is not because it's an oichel. Even when the basar that's inside the Aver Menachai, when that it's metame, for in Rashi Lahedya, that it's not mishum oichel that it's tame. It's just because it's a chelik of an aver. It happens to be that basar is edible. But even if the basar were not to be edible, I'm not looking for the teiras basar and oichel that it should be metame. Just the tzur of an aver that has basar gidim yatzamais. So it seems that there's a, the sodistic chelik between tumas basar, tumas nevela, which is tumas basar, and tumas aver. Here, tumas aver, we find not only aver menachai, but also aver menanevela. As Rashi brought earlier in Daf Kuf Chafei, that an aver does not need a shear. Normally, a nevela needs a shear of a kezayis. But an Eiver Shalim, Bein Eiver Minachai, Bein Eiver Minamis, does not need a shear. There's a tumah that's called Tumas Eivarim, and there's another tumah that's called Tumas Basar. Tumas Eiver is not because of its edibility, that it's right to be eaten. It's because it's a behema shlema. It's a miniature form of the whole behema I have in this Eiver. That's the tumah of Eiver. Therefore, it's unrelated to it being an Eichel. It's just because it's the whole behema. The whole behema is in its, each finger and each Eiver is a miniature form of the whole behema. So that's the side of the tumah. Even, it's irrelevant whether it's an Eichel or not an Eichel. I don't need it to be edible. The tenai of the Ruya Lager is only about Tumas Nevela, Tumas Basar Nevela. Tumas Basar Nevela is because Beyese Basar. Basar is something which is Roy Lachila, is an Eichel. We spoke about it in Shiurim earlier in the Perek, that the Tumas Nevela is related to it being an Eichel. That was all Indian of Olol HaMechunas, and different things that you could be Vatal, the Nevela to the R, you make it that it's not Basar, and that it's not an Eichel. Tumas Nevela is because it's an Eichel, and that's why when it's Einer Ruhi Lager, it is not a Tumas Nevela. Now, Shenke Tumas Eiver is unrelated to it being an Eichel. It's because it's a miniature form of the Behema, and Misas the Behema is Metame. So Mevela, as long as this includes in it the miniature form of the Behema, then it can be Metame, even though it's Einer Ruhi Lager, and it's not an Eichel. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.